This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Art Rooney II was opposed to this kickoff rule passing. Then he licked his finger, stuck it up in the breeze, found out that everyone else was going to pass this thing through, and so he said, yeah, we were initially against it, but then we saw how it was going to go, so we decided to support it. That, dude, that is so weak. That is lame sauce is what that is, Doran. That is such a dorky-ass thing. What, for the shield? Is that what it's for? We need to all look unified here. We need to make this thing look unanimous. That's so lame to me. It's going to pass either way. If you don't like it, say you don't like it. I don't get it, man.
Well, I just told you why he passed, or he voted to pass it, ultimately.
I don't think that's what it is.
You don't think that's what it is? That he got a call like, hey, we're going to sign one of the best kick returners. We're going to want this rule.
No,
I mean,
because
it was going to pass regardless, I guess. But I guess he was just like, you know what? I just felt a way at first, and then I saw that it would benefit me, and I was like, you know what? Hey, might as well. It's going to pass anyway, so I might as well vote for it.
I think they had this deal in place with Cordero Patterson that if it passed, they'd sign him. If it didn't pass, they wouldn't sign him. And I think that Art knew that the whole time. I just think he wanted to make it look good for the NFL. Hey, we all approve this thing. It's a radical rule change. We all approve it.
I mean, does it really matter, though, if he was on the other side or not?
It's just weird to me. It's just stand on principle, Art. If you are a traditionalist, and we know him to be one, if you've got lead feet, and we know that he does, and you want to be conservative, and we know that he is, just stand by it. It's going to pass either way. And, okay, here's another thing. If it's going to pass either way, and then you've put your support behind it, why come out publicly and said you didn't like it to begin with? It's just very odd for me. But the bigger issue is what he had to say, Doran Dickerson, about the where's my
NFLPA
notes? NFLPA, thank you. I'm so focused on nose hairs I could not find my notes. So here's what he had to say about that NFLPA player survey that came out. Quote, it doesn't get presented to us, it gets presented to the media. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a media opportunity for the Players Association as opposed to a serious effort of constructive criticism. Look, these are surveys that go out. Players fill them out. Like, we've talked about this. This isn't players bitching, moaning, and complaining at the Southside facility every single day of the week. This is, they're given a survey, as everybody is at work. They fill it out honestly, and then the grades come out. So whether it's public or not, the biggest issue I have with him saying what he did yesterday, Doran, is this. He didn't change the facility. He didn't get a better daycare service from one year to the next when it was public. He had all the information. The survey last year, the grades were similar to the survey grades this year. He didn't do anything. Whether it's public or internal, you still didn't act, man. I think this is a bad look for Art Rooney II.
Is he basically saying that I haven't had one player or one admin or one coach come to me and voice their opinion about our facility, and that's why I don't really pay attention to it? Is that what I'm reading out of this?
He might be, but the players, in my opinion, might be feeling like they don't have to do it because they could do it anonymously because they're going to fill out the survey.
What player would ever go to Art II and bitch and moan about the facility?
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not one.
Do you think a single player is even going to go to Mike Tomlin and do that?
No.
Do you think a single player is going to go to Omar Khan and do that?
No.
You think they're even going to bitch to Bert Lauten about that?
They're not going to even do that. It just because they're just not going to, like, they're not going to just take it upon themselves to go upstairs, knock on Art or Mike or Bert or Omar's office and be like, you know what? This weight room, it sucks. Now, whenever you're presented the opportunity to actually answer an honest question or answer an honest evaluation, whenever you're handed a packet or you're sent an email to fill out this survey, it's a must fill out for the NFLPA. Okay, I'll sit here and I'll fill it out and I'll answer honestly.
Yes.
But I'm not going to take time out of my day to go upstairs or tell the coach the facility is bad. Like, that's not what's going on with this whole situation. It's an honest evaluation that was presented by the NFLPA that everybody's going to answer honestly.
Yes.
And that's kind of where the Steelers are at. And like you said, 2 years in a row, it's basically been the same. And you know it's out there. Like, you know that this is what the players are saying.
Yeah, I don't care if it's public or private. When that's the feedback that you get from the grades, do what you can to rectify the situation. And it was public. And then year over year, no changes were made. And so it really shouldn't matter the how, it just should happen. And you're right about that, the anonymous portion of this. Like, my old company, we had to fill out a survey every year. We do it here. Mm-hmm. My old company, there was stuff. Like I gave Odyssey Pittsburgh glowing marks, Dorn. But at my old place of business, I did not. And there was crap that I was going to put anonymously that I was not going to walk into my boss's office and say to his face, because I don't need that guy to be a vindictive jerk off about it. Like, if you are Connor Hayward and you say, we have better weightlifting facilities at Michigan State, and you say that to Mike Tomlin, you look like such a dork.
Yes.
But if presented the opportunity to answer anonymously and give your real thoughts, you're going to answer honestly. I don't know why this is such like a trigger point for Art Rooney II, but like, man, just upgrade the facilities and move on. You want to save face from a public perception standpoint? It shouldn't be, well, this thing is a NFLPA media creation. No. Don't say stuff like that. Just fix the problem.
Well, what's going to happen is, you know how whenever you buy a new house, you have to get a home inspection? And you have to get people to come in to test the different things in your house, maybe the mold or whatever. This is what's going to happen. They're going to get all the data, the NFLPA is, and they're going to make it mandated that every team around the league has to have quality facilities and or have to renovate or update their facilities to a certain level. And if you don't meet that requirement, there's going to be a ding, whether it's a draft pick or whatever it is.
Fines.
But that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why it is. You're right about that. That's why it's public. Is because in the next collective bargaining agreement, they're going to try to shoehorn something like that in. Art, just do it, man. You got the money.
I bet you he does this time.
I've been told that, yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah.
And I think public pressure is the reason why it's happening, which is why one of the other reasons why the NFLPA wants it out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.